there. Have you ever felt like you're stuck in a never-ending cycle of trying to control others or becoming codependent on others, only to find yourself losing your identity in the process? If so, you're not alone. Today, we embark on a transformative journey through the pages of a book that has touched the lives of over 5 million readers, a book that holds the key to liberating your true self from codependent and controlling patterns. If you've ever felt trapped in the cycle of controlling others or lost yourself in the chaos of someone else's world, this episode is your beacon of hope. Join me as we explore Codependent, the book, the self-help book, Codependent No More, How to Stop Controlling Others and Start Caring for Yourself by Melody Beatty. That's this month's self-help book for Raising Your Level of Consciousness podcast called Breaking Free from Codependency, Your Monthly High Vibe Book. But before I get into today's book, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. Now, my intentions with these influential, mostly self-help books, which have been calibrated above 200 on the map of consciousness, is to introduce you to luminary healers, visionary teachers, best-selling authors, celebrated agents of change, and importantly, content that can actually help you shift on some level, whether it be the emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual. And today is no exception. And I always like to quote Albert Einstein, who's been famously quoted as saying, "You can't solve a problem from the level of consciousness that created it." And codependency and the need to control others are of lower consciousness. They are problematic for everyone involved. And you need to look out, step outside of yourself, get higher guidance. And this book provides that. According to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, it has the energy and the power to help you heal and shift. So let's define codependency real quick before I get into the calibrations of the content of the book. And according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary Online, codependency is defined as a psychological condition or a relationship in which a person manifesting low self-esteem and a strong desire for approval has an unhealthy attachment to another, often controlling or manipulative person, such as a person with an addiction to alcohol or drugs. And broadly speaking, dependence on the needs of or on control by another. And here's another thing to consider. Codependency is a complex and often misunderstood term, but it generally refers to a dysfunctional and unhealthy pattern of behavior and thinking in which individuals excessively focus on the needs, feelings, and problems of someone else to the detriment of their own well-being. And in fact, I think it's safe to say that the one who focuses excessively on someone else is not addressing what's really going on within themselves. They don't want to look at that. There's fear or doubt or whatever. The problem is really within themselves, not in somebody else. Based on my understanding of consciousness and attractive fields of energy in general, there's a match there in some form. So it often involves one person, known as the codependent, becoming over-reliant on another person, known as the enabler, or the person with a dependency issue, for their self-esteem, identity, and emotional stability. So the enabler is the one who's looking to improve their self-esteem and have someone else, you know, want to help them or want to be attached to them or whatever the dysfunctional energy field is. So according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, this self-help book calibrates at 250 on the map of consciousness. And if you're new to this podcast and consciousness calibrations in general, they are simply measurements of energy. They're not judgments or opinions, which the lower mind likes to think this is someone's judgment or opinion of something. It is not. It's simply measuring what is the vibe or the energy that the content of the book is emitting. And once you understand that everything that ever was and is emits a frequency, including you and I, it's measurable. I mean, why not? We can measure everything else. Why not the energy of something? So it's important to understand that the map of consciousness can calibrate whether something is positively oriented, uplifting, and constructive, like this book is. And that would be anything that calibrates at 200 or above on the map of consciousness. Or is it negatively oriented, downward pulling, and destructive? This would be anything that calibrates below 200 on the map of consciousness. Now, you can't hear this enough, even those of you who listen often, you still can't hear this enough, so you really start to get it. So the scale of human consciousness is a logarithmic scale of 0 to 1,000, where 200 is the gateway to higher consciousness, 500 is the gateway to the spiritual dimension, and 600 to 1,000 are enlightened levels of consciousness, which are extremely rare in this world, as is anything above 500. I think there's only about 4% of the people calibrate above 500 on the planet. And to put it into further context, Jesus Christ, Buddha, and Dr. David R. Hawkins, who created the map of consciousness and wrote the book Power versus Force, calibrated at 1,000. And this level has the power to offset the negativity of the planet. And this is really challenging for our everyday humans, including me. I'm not an everyday human. Well, anyway, I don't like to think I'm holier than thou. But even I, who study this stuff, can't even grasp the quantum nature of that. The quantum nature of enlightened levels on the scale in general. And the scale in general is vast because it's logarithmic, meaning 250 on the scale is 10 to the 250th power, 500 is 10 to the 500th power. I mean, if you know your logs, it's quantum in nature as you go up the scale. So the energy of the book is 250, or 10 to the 250th power, and it can absolutely help you in one way or another, depending where you are at on any topic in your life that needs to be addressed. You know, this topic needs to be addressed. It's going to help you. And even Albert Einstein knows that. He's like, you know what? If you're running controlling codependency patterns, which are lower consciousness, this book is going to help you at 250 because you're below 200 on the issues as it is. So this level is also known as neutral on Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness. And this is I've done an entire podcast on the energy of neutral. It's worth going back to see, and I'll share that episode in the link below in the show notes. And this is my go-to level on any negatively oriented topic. And I always like to say, you know, if you're in some form of suffering or resistance or self-scrutiny, go neutral on it because you've just stepped into true power to offset the negativity of it. And what I understand is that the lesser part of ourselves would find it hard to believe that going neutral is a power play. And it is. And it's proven in consciousness to be a power play. And it sounds like a contradiction. It's like you're going to go become a milk toast? No, you're not going to become a milk toast. You're just going to hold the neutral ground and not have to give your opinion or position on anything. And the lesser parts of ourselves like to resist anything that contradicts our own points of view. And Dr. Hawkins is famous for saying, you know, our opinions are nothing, relatively speaking, in consciousness, for sure. I mean, in our own little point of view, our little pool that we're swimming in, it's meaningful, but it doesn't help you in general. It doesn't help your energy. It doesn't help you feel better, for sure. It's not going to bring you up to keep resisting. Neutrality is going to help heal your energy field and the cells of your body, for that matter. Because resistance is a negative energy field for your cells in the body and creates problems. So I like to share other things that are in this same energy field of neutral. You know, what are the things, if you dove into the pool of neutral of 250, what else would you find swimming around in there? And this is just an easier way to help you understand and get familiar with energy fields and calibrations in general. Okay, so, and you'll find that they're all very, when you start to feel it, you start to think about it, you're like, oh, this is, I understand how this could be similar, like to become neutral. So the first one is swallowing your pride. And according to the Cambridge Dictionary, it's to decide to do something, although it will make you feel embarrassed or ashamed. Swallowing your pride. This is neutral. Neutral energy. Same energy as the book. Deciding to stop picking fights. This is another one. If you sit and think about it, and you know, it's like it makes sense because you're going neutral. You're going to let go of resistance. You're not going to have to be right and prove others wrong when you decide to stop picking fights. This is same energy that you're going to find in Melody Beattie's book. And finally, this is a good one. It's something called a trust fall, and you probably are familiar with this, but it's essentially, according to Wikipedia, an activity in which a person deliberately falls, trusting the members of a group, also known as spotters, to catch them. It has also at times been considered a popular team-building exercise in corporate training events. So all of these things, swallowing your pride, deciding to stop picking fights, and a trust fall are the same energy. You jumped in the pool, you're going to bump into all of these in that pool. So let's talk about the author, and this kind of helped me understand why I'd never come across, 5 million books, that's pretty huge. But I think when you find out about the author and her books in general, you'll understand why you may not have come across it either, or you have. So, Melody Beattie is one of America's most beloved self-help authors and a household name in addiction and recovery circles. And I figure that's why I may not know about this. Her international best-selling book, Codependent No More, introduced the world to the term codependency in 1986. Over 5 million readers have trusted Melody's words of wisdom and guidance because she knows firsthand what they're going through. And it's kind of amazing. In her lifetime, she has survived abandonment, kidnapping, sexual abuse, drug and alcohol addiction, divorce, and the death of a child. And the New York Times is quoted as saying, Beattie understands being overboard, which helps her throw best-selling lifelines to those still adrift. So that's a little snippet of the author, and I have a description from Amazon that I'll just read to you. Again, this is going to help you out of codependency, whether you're an addict or not. So the number one bestseller has helped heal millions of readers, This modern classic holds the key to understanding codependency and unlocking its hold on your life. She's compassionate and insightful. Her compassionate and insightful look into codependency, the concept of losing oneself in the name of helping another, has helped millions of readers understand that they are powerless to change anyone but themselves, and that caring for the self is where healing begins. Is someone else's problem your problem? If, like so many others, you've lost sight of your own life in the drama of tending to a loved one's self-destructive behavior, you may be codependent, and you may find yourself in this book. With instructive life stories, personal reflections, exercises, and self-tests, Codependent No More helps you to break old patterns, maintain healthy boundaries, and say no to unhealthy relationships. It offers a clear and achievable path to freedom and a lifetime of healing, hope, and happiness. This groundbreaking book is even more relevant today as readers confront new urgent challenges with greater self-awareness than it was when it first entered the national conversation over 35 years ago. So that's it for today's. I do this once a month, or almost, you know, every 4 to 6 weeks. I like to find a higher consciousness self-help book over at consciousnesscalibrations.com. And usually I'll go and check out some, make sure they have a lot of high, you know, like 4-plus-star reviews. Most of them are close to 5-star reviews. And thousands of them, like 16,000 reviews. That's pretty huge to have that many close to 5. You know, I think 80% of the reviews are 5-star. So when you encounter higher consciousness, this is a reason why it's so successful. Higher consciousness is supported in general because it just is a higher power. It's a higher truth. So that is this week's, this month's high vibe book recommendation, self-help book recommendation. There's plenty of books that are low vibe, but they're meant to be fun and entertaining. That's okay. You can, for sure, an older friend that just loves murder, mystery, chop them up, which she's salt of the earth, sweetie pie, but that's the type of book she likes, so it's kind of funny. So it's not to say you can't read low-vibe books for entertainment, that's for sure, but you want to avoid self-help books that are low vibration. And I don't typically share those here, but you can find them over at consciousnesscalibrations.com. You could do a search on your favorite book, and You may feel like something that's low vibe is helping you, but if it's not above 200, in the end, it's not going to help you. It's just going to keep you stuck at a higher level of a low vibration, as an example. So if you're in fear and loss and doubt, as an example, which is like below 100, and you find a book in the 190s, it's going to feel like it's helping you, but it's going to keep you stuck there. You don't even want to go there. You want to jump above 200 in any self-help book selection, or even, you know, anything that is designed to help you even professionally. You want to make sure the content of instruction or book is above 200, or you're going to be stuck and not getting anywhere in your life that you really had hoped through a book. And trust me, there are thousands, not necessarily on the website, but tons of highly regarded spiritual teachers, best-selling authors that write stuff that are below 200. And they wouldn't know any better. I mean, they wouldn't know. But it is a reflection of where they're at in some area of their life that's not helping you whatsoever. So you can subscribe to consciousnesscalibrations.com for free and get all the books. I'm pretty sure all books are free to look at, same with movies and tons of topics that are free calibrations for you to discover. And then you have the option to become a paid member like I am, because it goes deeper into things that really interest me and help to support you in your interest in helping yourself. So that's it for this month's High Vibe book recommendation. I hope you find these helpful. And I'll see you again on Thursday for this week's 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. This is a surprisingly interesting one and good to know. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.